Hello and welcome once more to Radio Resistance.
When precise disorder and sugar be hitting the beat, we keep it hotter than fire, straight spitting the heat. So you know for a fact that this click is elite, and we're still f***ing you to the pigs in the street. Cause this city that we're living in is f***ing weak, full of mans for no reason, just bringing the beef. And the government is crooked and ragged, good job I'm loving this rapping. So we just say and smash it, but sometimes I don't know how my brain copes. I sit and chain smoke, stay stoned as I let the rage grow. Hit the stage show and make sure I'm dropping a rap right, and keep this shit hotter than the rocks in a crack pipe. My mind stays high like the stars in the sky, and my soul stays trapped in the dark of the night. And my mind stays sharper than knives, my flows hit hard like nails hammered straight through the palm of the Christ.
There ain't nothing great about Britain, that's why we stay spitting. And that's the life that we're living. You better nod your head to the kicks and the snare. There ain't nothing great about Britain, that's why we stay spitting
with the rottenish.
And that's the life that we're living. You better nod your head to the kicks and the snare, and say off Great Britain with your fists in the air.
The same kids I used to idolise, I f- hate now. They kept the same values from the playground, fighting over till the day it kills them. They call each other big men, so why'd you act like children? See me, I stick to what I know best, making music. I find it therapeutic, always looking out for see hip hop right now, like the heavyweight division. Lack of talent, title there for the lifting. It's not a lack of skill, just a lack of it in depth. People bite each other's arms, are scared to make something fresh. So you knock some together, yeah. You thought it sounded clever, yeah. Reality, it's rubbish, full of schoolboy errors. Music off, I watch the news to get me downhearted. Two women die a week at the hands of their partners. The bank used to love me, now I'm skint, they give me charges. They can suck the richest on the poorer man regardless. Race is turning on their own, it leaves them torn when they ain't accepted here or where mama was born. So they travel on a plane to what's supposed to be the motherland, because they've lived in Britain, then they're no longer a brother man. So jump into their shoes, the two, here's the onus. They get back home to get abused again and feel homeless. So jump into their shoes, for two, cause here's the onus. They get back home to get abused again and feel
the
homeless.
There ain't nothing great about Britain, that's why we stay spitting. And that's the life that we're living. You better nod your head to the kicks and the snare. There ain't nothing great about Britain, that's why we stay spitting
with the rottenish.
And that's the life that we're living. You better nod your head to the kicks and the snare, and say off Great Britain with your fists in the air.
Years run strong, number ones come along, heads follow on, jogging on, going off on one, dedicated. We medicated, slated rappers through mass facts I stated. Underestimated, underrated, now greatest. Dominate the mics on a full-time basis. Stakes okay, but do I still wanna make it? I just wanna live on good monthly wages. My life's like a it's controlled by a matrix. I hate this Great Britain that tax created. I wish I could go back to olden ages. All you see these days is life being wasted. Eights all over, from Scotland to Dover. Thousands are thinking we are stoner personas, so hold your fists up, skin your spliffs up. If you at Britain, I've written you this.
Off Britain.
Yeah, the sound there of Constant Creation, track entitled FCUK Britain. And here on Radio Resistance from Chesterfield, as usual, we've got a action-packed and information-packed programme for you. But this week we also hope to have a special guest DJ later on. But for now, back to the music. Here's the sound of the Kaiser Chiefs. Man on Mars. Yeah, sound there of the Kaiser Chiefs. Track entitled Man on Mars. Now, this week, the bad news for the area is that on top of the closures of the likes of Hudson's, HMV, Jessup's, and most recently the Co-op department store in the centre of Chesterfield announcing it's to close. On top of all this, the Tesco distribution centre warehouse over in Balbra has now announced that it's planning to close. In this case, it's not because Tesco are in any sort of trouble, far from it. It's pure greed. They want to try to relocate the jobs elsewhere on lower wages. Typical capitalist business, trying to grind down the wages of the workers. We must fight back, and hopefully we'll have more news in the coming weeks as to any fight back that's going on there and how you can help. But for now, back to the music. Sound of Ms. Dynamite. It takes more. And it certainly does take more than capitalism to give us a decent standard of living.
The shit that you promote, fighting, fucking, like you don't want to grow. You talking so much sex, but you're not telling you about AIDS, and you're not telling them about consequence, no. You talking like you a G, but you a killer killing your own. You're just a racist man's pussy. Tell me who wants to know what, when, who, where, or how you do your home.
It takes more.
Yeah, sound there from Miss Dynamite. From her A Little Deeper CD, this track entitled It Takes More. And if you'd like to contact us here at Radio Resistance, you can either email us at anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. That's anthonypage@souladequate.plus.com. Or you can text yours truly on 0770-256-3056. That's 0770-256-3056 for requests, dedications, comments or whatever. But for now, back to the music. It's Teeth White and the Protest Family. Merchant Bankers.
Well, I've heard them on the radio, seen them on TV. There's a budget deficit, which they're blaming on me. And they're coming for my pension, coming for my pay. Profit before people is the way we live today. Meanwhile, the subsidised banks are sitting on their asses. What they've robbed support to pay the bonus earning classes. They're merchant bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers.
Wankers!
Well, they love Milton Friedman, hate Karl Marx, love Margaret Thatcher, hate the working class, cause they spend the money on speculation, gambling the finance of the population. And they don't give a damn about you or me, cause they got rich messing up the economy. They're merchant bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers,
wankers.
Well, they're hedge fund managing, economy damaging, subprime lending, bad debt spending, short selling, light selling, rule bending, bad lending, dodgy credit rated, deregulated, CDO inventing, law circumventing, scrutiny hating, recession creating. Bankers, merchant bankers, merchant bankers,
wankers.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. The Tory government cuts have spectacularly failed to stop Britain losing its AAA rating. Yet this AAA rating is mainly an indicator for our speculators on how safe a bet a country is and how easy our workers are to exploit. To defend our jobs and services, we must fight back and reject the government's and the capitalist establishment's austerity agenda. Meanwhile in Greece, a general strike took place last week against new attacks on wages and union rights. And in India, tens of millions of workers went on strike on Wednesday and Thursday last week, the biggest since India's independence. Tory cuts are slashing adult social care services that people with mental health problems rely upon. 36% of adult service directors say they plan to cut services provided by their councils next year. Already the cuts have aggravated mental health issues, even leading to an increase in suicides. as the government bleats about under-occupation of housing as an excuse to bring in the hated bedroom tax. In South London, Southwark Council has destroyed an entire housing estate and sold the land for a pittance to a private firm. Once home to 3,000 people, more than £44 million has already been spent clearing residents out, with £6 million more to be spent tearing down the properties and nearby trees. Yet Lendlease, the private firm buying the land, expects to make hundreds of millions of pounds in profits from the deal. On a positive note, the ED Hell was beaten in Cambridge as their 20 supporters were countered by 1,000 anti-Nazis. Unite Against Fascism, who called the counter-protest, had its annual conference in London this Saturday, the 2nd of March. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, a review of the coming TV drama Mayday, a focus on the role of foreign aid in furthering the aims of Western imperialism, and how the Oscar Pistorius case in South Africa shows up the continuing effects of inequality in South African society. You can read Socialist Worker online, www.socialistworker.co.uk, or you can buy a copy of Socialist Worker this Saturday from outside of Primark between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Or you can contact the Socialist Workers Party at www.swp.org.uk in order for your local branch to deliver you a copy of Socialist Worker, or you may wish to subscribe. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Hey, yeah, good evening. Yeah, good evening, Mr. AKP, and thanks for having me on for a while, and good evening, all of the Radio Resistance listeners. For those who don't recognise me, I'm Neil Page. You may recognise me from the Northern Soul scene. Tonight, I'm going to play a few black music tracks that are appropriate for Radio Resistance's mission. This first one, I think everyone will be familiar with. A few versions have already been played here. This is the original from Mr. Edwin Starr.
Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Again.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
First off there, you heard Edwin Starr, the original version of War, often covered, but that's the original and the best, followed by a sound of today's people from 1973, SOS, All We Need Is Time For Love, in the same sort of vein, same sort of message, and message, although it's a wonder we didn't shake Cleethorpes Pier into the North Sea dancing to it back in the day. It's a night of black American music, and it's linked to the message of resistance tonight. Next to ones in which the lyrics can be read on two levels. This first one, much recall this. Otis Redding and Carla Thomas' version of a song that, on the surface, it's a love song, but could also be about the virtues of collective action. It takes two. Lady Resistance.
Remedy. One can be alone in a crowd, like I
Yeah, the sound there of Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, track entitled It Takes Two.
And next up, listen to the words of this one. Diana Ross and the Supremes, Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me.
Yeah, Diana Ross and the Supremes there with Reflections. And as with the previous one, you have to wonder about the lyrics. Is it just about a love affair gone wrong, or is it also about how we were all betrayed by the establishment and just left with a handful of promises? Yes, Mr. AKP editor. Anyway, next one on up from a certain Mr. Gil Scott-Heron, who I believe has had a few plays already on Radio Resistance. This is probably his most popular one among the Northern Soul dancers. Track entitled "The Bottle."
Oh, uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time. In a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared. His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle. That sister, a shot was fine. Both she thought of drinking wine from the bottle.
Gil Scott here and there, track entitled The Bottle, which just goes to show that there's nothing new about alcohol as a form of a escape from the troubles of the world, isn't it? A few songs about the troubles of the world, but a good few songs about New Hope and the rise of civil rights in the 60s as well. New opportunities and opportunities that you felt that you could just go out and take them. The next two were got to play along that sort of vein. This one from Scepter Records of New York, the sound of Jerry Tiff and Hey, What You Doing?
Yourself, for nobody will. and seasons all but fade away into misty clouds of autumn gray. As I sit here looking at the street, little figures quickly moving feet, I'm just a pebble.
Yeah, sound there of Toby Legend, Time Will Pass You By. I recorded in and for Detroit of the 1960s, but adopted and made its own by Wigan in the 1970s, and the Northern Soul scene still use it as an anthem now. I hope you've enjoyed this slight change of format on Radio Resistance. Before I hand back over to your regular host, Mr. AKP, I'm going to love you and leave you with this one that I think that AKP can agree. We can dedicate this one especially to the banking community. It's from 1973, The Voices of East Harlem, track entitled Cashing In.
Bundle fan, but here lately I find you're not taking your seat.
Yeah, many thanks to Neil for the last half hour of great Northern Soul music. Yeah, certainly you never knew what you never knew about music, especially music from back in the 60s. And I'd say that that last track, Voice of East Harlem, Cashing In, we're back to as things... As I was talking about with the Tesco Distribution Centre, how the capitalist bastards at Tesco were cashing in their chips and leaving the workforce out to dry, even though they've put in all of that hard work and helped them make their mega profits. Like I say, I hope to keep you up to speed with any protests and what have you which go on over the Tesco depot closure. But for now, this one's to you, Neil. I think it sums up the feelings of a lot of us about a lot of things. Sound of Marvin Gaye.
Hey,
what's going on? What indeed is going on?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Everybody thinks we're in it all. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sound. Come on, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on, right on.
Right.
Yeah. Right. 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 Right.
This is the Red Guide here on Radio Resistance. This Saturday, March the 2nd, down in London, there's the Unite Against Fascism National Conference on the subject of Stopping the Rise of Fascism and Racism, to be held at the Trade Union Congress Centre on Great Russell Street from 10 a.m. through till 5 p.m. And then in the evening here in Chesterfield, there's the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism and Love Music Hate Racism relaunch concert. This will be held at Chesterfield Labour Club on Saltergate. Doors open 7 p.m, admission charge £3. Bands playing include Cab Stars, Fierce Morgan, Oliver and the Rest, Stuck in Second, and In the Unlikely Event. And let's not forget Oliver and the Rest. Be there, or be an equilateral right-angled parallelogram. And then on Sunday, March the 3rd, the Socialist Readers Group will have its meeting on Socialism, Utopian and Scientific at the Stone Gravels Paris Centre, Sheffield Road, from 6 till 8 p.m. Fast forward to Thursday, March the 7th, the Socialist Workers' Party in Chesterfield will have its pre-conference meeting for SWP members at Chesterfield Library. Then Sunday, March the 10th, over in Sheffield, there's the Sheffield District Socialist Readers Group meeting. This is on Marxism and the Party with Mark Thomas, to be held at Sharrow Community Forum on Southview Road in Sheffield. March the 16th, which is a Saturday, here's a biggie, it's the Unite the Resistance Regional Conference in Sheffield, on the subject of The Fight Against Austerity, to be held at Novotel Hotel, Arundel Gate, from 11 a.m. through till 5 p.m. Speakers include Mark Sirotka from the PCS Union, Alan Gibbons, who's a library campaigner, and Karen Weissman from Unison. Monday, March the 18th, the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism planning meeting at Chesterfield Library at 7:15 p.m. And then the following month, April the 17th, this time on a Wednesday, it's the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism public meeting. Last but not least, from July the 11th, through till July the 15th, that's Thursday through Monday, Marxism 2013 in Central London, a festival of resistance, with a choice of many political meetings throughout the day and a choice of entertainment at night. What's more, if you book before the 31st of March, you get a £5 discount. For details about these events, visit www.swp.org.uk, that's www.swp.org.uk. Remember, what the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Tell me where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? Tell me where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? I was out demonstrating, demanding my rights. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there? When they told me to shut up and be more polite. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there? Were for a change in the law, for equality, justice and rights. Were you there when we voted for action and blocking the streets? Were you there, were you there, were you there? Tell me, where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? Tell me, where are you coming from? And more importantly, where have you been? Were you there when we shouted, it's not tokens we want, or your patronage? Were you there, my friend liberal, too embarrassed to speak, but you've learnt all the right words, I'm sure. Were you there when we needed you on the right side? Were you there when we wanted you then? Are you waiting a while just to jump on our wagon? Till it's comfortable, popular, smart. Some news for all freeloading radicals. Tomorrow just might be too late. You've been there now. There's cosmetic change and paint in the cracks just won't do. We want real change and now.
Yes, sound there of Tragic But Brave Mike, My Friend Liberal. Yeah, in the latest Socialist Worker, there's a very interesting bit about charities, about how Oxfam, as a former official, has said, act like part of NATO, and they're largely not only patronising, but almost act like a part of the Western Imperial Project sometimes. For the past however long, certainly since the 90s and probably since before, people with disabilities have had quite similar complaints to make about charities. A lot of charities, probably the epitome being the likes of Children in Need, but the ones who send all of the junk mail through your letterbox are very similar. They raise their money by painting a very negative picture of disability. On the one hand, sort of trying to make disabled people look as if we're really helpless and can't survive without charities and without all of these nice, normal people giving their money to us. And on the other hand, by spooking the hell out of people, oh my god, this disability which we're raising funds for, it's so terrible. What will you do if you get it? yeah, all in all, charities, I think that they do more harm than good across the board by the sound of it, not just in the case of disability. Anyway, here on Radio Resistance, it's back to the music with the Sound of the Levellers. Track entitled After the Hurricane.
There's a light at the end of the road. Mortal darkness it grows, and it may be the faintest of glows. We can work it out. Refugees in our own land, brutalized by a friendly hand, crushed by death. No one to break your fall, no one at all. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, the air was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, the air was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. Millions spent on unclear war, thousands can't withdraw, where martyrs never pause, or the gunmen loose at home. Now you're all alone. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old, yeah, it was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. Oh, after the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, and yeah, it was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. Brothers, hear us when you need them, lie down here beaten, the rich milk clash your titans, it's all so disappointing. After the hurricane, of the old domain, in the air was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. There's a lot the end of the road, where mortal darkness it grows, and it may be the faintest of glows, but we can work it out. Have no doubt. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, in the air was the time for change.
Yes, Sound there of the Levellers, After the Hurricane. Now, I've been mentioning in the news courtesy of Socialist Worker earlier that the latest Socialist Worker has a review of the coming crime programme on BBC One called Mayday, which is going to be on BBC One at 9 p.m. Now, that looks interesting because it's set in a rural area rural village, but I gather it's going to be very different from Midsummer Murders, in that it's going to show a little bit closer to the reality of rural life. The so-called idyllic village is instead plagued by overdevelopment and harbours a simmering violent resentment among many of its residents. As someone who lives in a small village not far from Chesterfield, a village called, what do you believe, Clown, it sounds as if this May Day may well sort of, well, perhaps be a little bit too close to home for comfort, but that's another story. I still wouldn't mind watching it anyway, and certainly sounds refreshing for someone to give a different side to rural life from that which seems to keep getting portrayed on the media, even though real rural life is nothing like that. And speaking of a rural idyllic setting, which turns out to be nothing of the sort, the next track is from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, the original 1977 version. This is the character of Parson Nathaniel, the Spirit of Man. You know, it's kind of dawned on me.
The Parson's eyes flickered open.
The War of the Worlds seems to have quite a amount of mental illness in it. First of all, there's Parson Nathaniel. Then later on, there's the artilleryman who's got what we now call PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, sorry. And finally, the narrator himself tries to commit suicide by Martian.
No, you're one of them, a devil.
In a lot of ways,
lies. I saw the devil.
The writer of War of the Worlds, namely H.G. Wells, he was well ahead of his time.
Demons were here all along, in our hearts and souls, just waiting for a sign from him. And now they're destroying our world.
But they're not devils, they're Martians.
We must leave here.
Look, the house still standing. Come, Nathaniel, quickly.
We took shelter in a cottage, and black smoke spread, hemming us in. Then a fighting machine came across the field, spraying jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick, black dust.
Dear God, help us!
The voice of the devil! It's heard in our land! Ow. Listen, do you hear them drawing near in their search for the sinners? Feeding on the power of our fear and the evil within us. Incarnation of Satan's creation of all that we dread. When the demons arrive, those alive would be better off dead.
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of
once there was a time when I believed without hesitation that the power of love and truth could conquer all in the name of salvation. Tell me, what kind of weapon is love when it comes to the fight? And just how much protection is truth against all Satan's might?
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be some hope for us all. somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man. People loved you and trusted you, came to you for help.
Didn't I warn them this would happen? Be on your guard, I said. For the evil one never rests. I said, exorcise the devil! But no, they wouldn't listen. The demons inside them grew and grew until Satan gave his signal and destroyed the world we knew.
No, Nathaniel. Oh, no, Nathaniel. No. We can restore to life the love we used to know. No, Nathaniel, no, there must be more to life. There has to be a way that we can restore to life the light that we have lost.
Yeah, this track's going out to Lindelow if you're listening.
On our land, and all your prayers cannot save us. Like fools, we've let the devil take command of the souls that God gave us. To the altar of evil, like lambs to the slaughter we'll led. When the demons arrive, the survivors will envy the dead.
There must be something worth living for.
No, there is nothing.
There must be something worth trying for.
I don't believe it's so.
Even something's worth dying for. If just one man could stand tall, there would be some hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
Forget about goodness and mercy, they're gone.
Yeah, the sound there of from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, track entitled The Spirit of Man. And unless you've been living on Mars, you'll no doubt be almost as sick as I am of hearing about the coming Eastleigh by-election, which was called following Chris Hoon's resignation, because of him getting his wife, forcing his wife to take those speeding points for him. Typical bloody Lib Dem. They all bloody lie. I mean, look how they lied before the general election that they were going to get rid of Trident and get rid of tuition fees, and then ended up jumping in bed with the Tories and tripling tuition fees. Anyway, that's by the by. I'm not actually so much sick of hearing about the by-election as sick of the media coverage of it, which all seems to be about how it's Lib Dem versus Tory, as if they're the only two candidates there. I'm afraid if it is a case of Lib Dem versus Tory, I'm afraid it's bubos on both their bungalows, if you ask me. They're both bloody con Dems. But there are other parties. I mean, there's a Labour candidate, obviously near enough taken for granted, And for all Labour's faults, they're still a damn sight better than the Condems. But even better, there's also a trade union and socialist coalition candidate in the form of Darren Proctor. Now, the trade union and socialist coalition is, as the name suggests, a real left-wing alternative to all of the mainstream parties, and involves people from, among others, the Socialist Workers' Party in there. Trade Union and Socialist Coalition people include Michael Lavelet, who was the councillor up in Preston, and also from 2006 to 2011, our own Ray Holmes from Chesterfield was a councillor in the Chesterfield area of Shirebrook. Anyway, back to the music on a electoral sort of level. Here's the Blow Monkeys, track entitled Celebrate the Day. Oh, sorry, if you want to be pedantic, Ray Holmes was the councillor for Shirebrook, which is actually technically in Bolsover area, not Chesterfield. Still a member of Chesterfield SWP, though. Still a good comrade and was still a very good councillor. We'll be right back.
doesn't mean a thing if you can't make it sing.
Yeah, sound there of the Blow Monkeys celebrate the day, as well as the Eastleigh by-election. It's also good to see how someone even more extreme than the Condemns was beaten recently, namely the ED held down in Cambridge, and also how protests successfully kept away the French National Front Nazi Marine Le Pen, or should that be Marine La Merde, if you know where I'm coming from Cambridge, and how all of this shows the need for a vibrant and active anti-fascist organisation. Hence why we're rebuilding the Unite Against Fascism here in Chessy. So, yours truly, AKP, I'm about to sign off here at Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So I'm going to see you all next week, but hopefully I'll see you all first coming Saturday evening at the Labour Club from 7 o'clock onwards. Or whatever time I arrive there, coming back from the UAF conference in London. But it will be on from 7 o'clock at the Labour Club. The Love Music, Hate Racism and UAF Chesterfield relaunch concert. And like I say, I'm going to love you and leave you now with a anti-fascist record from the Manic Street Preachers. Track entitled, If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. Ciao for now.
The future teaches you to be